Our Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The death toll now tops 5,000 from yesterday's powerful 7.8 earthquake along the Turkish-Syrian border. Search teams and emergency aid are pouring in from around the world as rescuers dig through the rubble in freezing cold weather, hoping to find survivors. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
In the Syrian city of Aleppo,
it's now a race against time.
World Health Organization Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus says many areas may still be inaccessible.
We're especially concerned about areas where we do not yet have information.
Damage mapping is being conducted to understand where the focus should be. Search teams are arriving from around the world.
Turkey's president has declared a three-month state of emergency. President Biden says he hopes to have a conversation with the American people during tonight's State of the Union address. Our new CBS News poll finds he might be disappointed if they could respond. Deputy Director of Surveys Jennifer DePinto.
When we asked people to describe the state of the country, they picked the word divided most of all. 62% of Americans said that, and many also said declining and weak. Far fewer, just about 1 in 10, said strong or prospering when describing the country.
The U.S. trade deficit widened in December by 10.5% to its widest gap on record. The Commerce Department says dependence on imports grew as demand for consumer goods and cars picked up. BP Oil is reporting record profits of more than $27 billion for 2022. That's double the year before. Alice Harrison with the nonprofit group Global Witness accuses the industry of profiting from tragedy.
There is the war in the Ukraine, which is a war that's being waged with oil and gas money. And of course, there's the climate crisis. And at the center of all of those crises are a handful of oil and gas companies that last year got even richer.
The judge says prosecutors at Alex Murdoch's murder trial can use important evidence of financial crimes against the disgraced lawyer. Correspondent Nikki Batiste is in Walterboro, South Carolina.
2 weeks after this trial began, the judge's ruling marks a potential breakthrough for the prosecution. They say Alex Murdoch was stealing money from his law firm and clients and claim he killed his wife and son to gain sympathy before his alleged fraud came to light.
Health experts are worried the craze over prescription drugs that help you slim down are keeping them out of the hands of diabetics and the severely obese. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder says the side effects of Ozempic and Wegovy can be hard to take.
Nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Some people really can't tolerate these drugs because the nausea is so bad. You know, it depends. Some people can tolerate them, some people can't.
The Dow's down 107 points. This is CBS News.
You know, it's...
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on The Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
What is dadication?
My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between. I think a parent's job is to protect our children but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Real information. Good conversation. Unabashedly Wisconsin. Here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Welcome to the State of Wisconsin Sense for this Wednesday, February 8th. Another beautiful day on Lake Wissota. I'm Pat Kreitlow, Aaron Zommers, standing by in our studio down in Madison. Coming up this morning, Joe Biden's surprising rope-a-dope. It was one for the ages when it comes to State of the Union speeches, as President Joe Biden welcomed the heckling of rambunctious Republicans before turning their jeers around on them into a public promise that they wouldn't cut vital programs as part of a budget deal. We'll review Biden's speech and the sad, dark vision provided by Sarah Huckabee Sanders in the GOP response. Also, a theme with Republicans in the state legislature, money to punish, never money to help. The Republicans have spent more than a decade starving state government through budget austerity, an intentional tactic to, quote unquote, prove government doesn't work well. Now that it's causing a huge backlog for people who are seeking professional licenses, Republicans have a chance to use allocated money to help the situation, but no, they've decided to spend your tax dollars to audit the program, which is only going to make the backlog worse. We'll explain in our next hour. Also, in our Civic Media homeroom, we'll talk to Todd Alba, whose 8 to 11 show is heard on most of these Civic Media stations, and Melissa Kay from WFHR, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, joins us later this hour. You can join the conversation anytime at 844-967-2789 or 715-388-7155. And people say, Pat, and I say, what? They say, what, do you have two phone numbers? Well, you've heard me say a few times that, you know, we talk about all the various shows on all the various Civic Media radio stations, and not every show is on every station. This is a rare exception, which is why I kind of refer to this as the Civic Media homeroom. We all gather here for the first hour of the broadcast day, and then folks in their various radio markets and cities go to various shows, and then sometimes they come back together over Asco's Wisconsin or Dueling Tangents or Dom and Crute as the Devil's Advocates. But anyway, sometimes that means we have more than one show on at a time. And so, for example, the 844-967-2789 one is the one originally set up in the Madison studio for a lot of the shows that start there or out of Waukesha. And then the 715 number is used by Chad Holmes up in Wausau at Bull Falls Radio and right here in the 715, hence 715-388-7155. So that's why we've got the couple of phone numbers. Pick the one that works for you. We are guest free during this hour, so we will have plenty of time to take your calls if you want to talk about things in the State of the Union, other things in the news, other observations, or I'd be very happy to take any calls answering our question of the week over at Up North News, which is all about Valentine's Day and Wisconsin love stories, whether it's how you met, how you got engaged, a truly Wisconsin place where you met or popped the question or got married, we would love to pass on some stuff next week, Tuesday, on Valentine's Day. So head over to Up North News on Facebook, look for the post, and put your answer down below there. A reminder that in-person absentee voting is underway for the February 21st primary election. You can go to myvote.wi.gov to find out how to request your absentee ballot, or go vote in-person absentee at your local clerk's office. The hours vary based on the local clerk. So go to that website, find out who your local clerk is, get in touch, and be sure to vote. It's so important. Let's do sports real quick here at 6:10, and then we'll cover State of the Union matters in our next segment. The Marquette men's basketball team, which last week rose from number 14 in the nation to 10th ranked nationally, fell in Hartford, Connecticut last night, losing to number 21 UConn 87-72. The Golden Eagles had won 9 of their last 10 games, but they fell behind early and stayed that way in a dominating Husky performance. The loss drops them out of the top of the Big East, half a game behind Xavier. Up next, some easier pickings as they visit the nation's capital on Saturday to take on last place Georgetown. The Badger men's basketball team is at Penn State tonight, tip off at 7:30. Then they are at Nebraska on Saturday. And the Bucks play tomorrow night at the LA Lakers. They are riding an 8-game winning streak. The Lakers, meanwhile, are coming off last night's game, which had a long, happy interruption after LeBron James became the NBA's all-time points leader, surpassing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's total of 38,387 points. LeBron broke the record with a seemingly effortless step-back shot in the third quarter. Kareem was there to hand off a ceremonial basketball to King James during the ceremony that interrupted the game. A nice classy move, given that those two have not always agreed on matters over the years, but put that aside for the good of the game. And so that was last night. The Lakers have the day off, and then they play the Bucks tomorrow night. And then the Bucks stay in L.A. the very next night, Friday night. They will play the L.A. Clippers. And then they will be home next Tuesday. That's a Valentine's game to take on the Boston Celtics. So I was watching, and people were saying they wanted LeBron to break the record with a skyhook, much like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was sometimes famous for. But really, the fade back shot, the jumper, was kind of his bread and butter. And it was, as I was looking at the highlights this morning, it seemed only fitting. And for somebody who I recall watching him as a high school prodigy, and everybody said this is the next big thing, and you never really know, but it was the case with Kevin Garnett and Kobe Bryant, and definitely LeBron James as well. We'll look at the State of the Union, the highs and lows, coming up in just a bit here on Up North News Radio for a Wednesday.
Curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. always on the Civic Media app.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw.
Highs level off around 43. Today, under overcast skies, winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Snow likely. Lows dip down to about 31. Overcast skies tomorrow. A mixture of precipitation likely. Highs level off around 35. 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 23 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
2.7 WMDX.
Where are the clouds? Send in the clouds.
Oh, it certainly felt that way watching half of the chamber in the Capitol yesterday during the State of the Union. Details on that coming up in a sec. First tomorrow, Joe Zepecki, along with our hometown health segment with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. And I believe she's bringing in Dr. Pat McBride as her guest this week. We talked to him back in November as well. Since that time, I've been able to read his book, The Luckiest Boy in the World. And this is a guy who is a, you know, renowned medical expert, especially in the field of public health. He was a mentor to Dr. Lyerly, but before that, he was a kid in the Milwaukee area with parents who were raging alcoholics, both of them well-known reporters and journalists, and he had to overcome a lot of hurdles there to become the first ball boy for the Milwaukee Brewers. He worked in the Packers locker room. He worked in the Bucks locker room for a very long time, which got him interested in being a physical trainer and then going to med school and everything beyond. And he is just an incredibly inspiring person. And I'm really looking forward to talking to him now that I have read the book as well, again, called The Luckiest Boy in the World. So I believe that's what we have coming up Thursday at 7:30 in Dr. Kristen Lyerly's Hometown Health segment. A little reminder here, there are many ways to listen to what we do or watch what we do. You can watch what we do online at the Up North News Facebook page or the Facebook page of Bull Falls Radio in Wausau. And that way you can leave us a comment in there as well or ask any questions about the show. And if you miss a show on the radio or you want to go back and listen to a show, go to civicmedia.us and then go to the shows page and then click on our show or any show, and you will see a listing of all the recent episodes. And you can just click right there on the page and catch up on an hour you missed or a guest that you want to hear, or click another button right there, and you subscribe to the show as a podcast. Each hour is turned into a podcast episode, which you can also find on Apple and Spotify and all the usual places. So we would love to have you follow along as we carry on these shows through our day. President Joe Biden delivered his State of the Union address. These are speeches that certainly have their political moments. Always have, probably, at least in the television era, but are by and large designed to be an annual coming together of sorts and appreciating what America has done over the past year, laying out the challenges in the future, and then having disagreements about what needs to be done. But it's always been done respectfully. It's been done with a sense of public service, which means being professional and having a sense of decorum. That is not today's Republican Party. And again, I hasten to add, that is not a broad brush to paint every Republican voter and leaning person out there. There are, frankly, many, many, many everyday Republicans who are just as embarrassed today at the conduct of Republican members of Congress last night. And yet, somehow, President Joe Biden not only welcomed.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
You could chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You could ask on your couch while you binge-watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
But then to go on like they did, like some of them did, I guess, and heckle the president loudly. And I don't mean in a way like this is the, you know, the British parliament or something, you know, during prime minister's questions and there's a lot of harumphing and whatnot. You know, these were people, most people were looking at Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, who was just looking like she was in the audience of a Jerry Springer show. And Lauren Boebert was the same way. And, some others as well. Yelling things about, you know, you being a liar. Here's the thing, folks, as Joe Biden likes to say, he wasn't lying. Now, he said, I'm not going to name names from up here on the podium and embarrass them. But here's who he was talking about. Ron Johnson and Rick Scott, two Republican senators, Wisconsin and Florida. Those two have been most explicit, and also I should throw Mike Lee from Utah into that mix as well, have been explicit about wanting to bring up some vital programs. We mostly talk about Social Security and Medicare, but there's a whole lot of other programs too, and making it easier to cut them or abolish them altogether, rather than keep them as the earned benefit guaranteed to working Americans that they were set up to be, if only they were funded properly. But Republicans would not even stand and applaud to the funding properly part in terms of cracking down on the millionaire tax cheats that are starving these programs of the resources they would otherwise have if everybody paid their fair share. So Ron Johnson and Rick Scott have certainly talked about, you know, sunsetting these programs, having debates about these programs. And yet when President Biden brought it up, you heard these howls and boos of not true, not true, even though, yeah, it is. And he mentioned that and the booing continued. And let's see, Aaron, do we have the whole setup or do we have any of the heckling at the beginning there, or should we cover that a little bit later on? Yeah, let's cover that later on.
I do have a clip of it that includes everything up until his turnaround. I couldn't find that just yet.
Oh, okay. Well, let's hear just a little bit so that you hear what's going on here. Sorry, we're just getting queued up. I threw a curveball at Aaron here, and I wanted you to hear a little bit of this. But
that means Congress doesn't vote.
Listen to this.
I'm glad to see you. No, I tell you, I enjoy conversion. You know, it means if Congress doesn't keep the programs the way they are, they'd go away. Other Republicans say, I'm not saying it's a majority of you. I don't even think it's even a significant, but it's being proposed by individuals.
So there it is. And on it went. And here's the rope-a-dope. And for those folks who aren't old enough, the rope-a-dope was a signature move by Muhammad Ali, still the greatest boxer of all time, who would let his opponent He would put his back against the ropes, and he would let that other opponent just wear himself out punching, and Ali could take the punches, but better yet, he could duck and weave and dive, dip and dodge. Wait, that's a different movie. Anyway, his rope-a-dope was masterful, and then when he came off the ropes and started swinging, the opponent, even though they knew it was coming, didn't know it until it hit them. And that's when Biden turned things around on this rope-a-dope about, you know, them saying, oh, you're lying about us wanting to cut Social Security and Medicare. And he looks out and he says, oh, well, we all agree then. Social Security and Medicare are off the table in terms of holding the economy hostage over the debt ceiling debate. And Democrats, of course, you know, leapt to their feet. I think I did, too. I don't know who came up with that. Maybe it was Joe Biden. Maybe it was a speechwriter. Maybe it was Kamala Harris. Maybe it was Ron Klain. I don't know who. But it was genius to get them to howl publicly that they were never going to cut these programs, and get them to say, fine, then let's get this budget deal done. Let's protect the full faith and credit of the United States, not default on obligations that Congress has already done. Congress is already, using the metaphor, they've already swiped the credit card, but now they're refusing to pay the bill. You can argue that future credit card purchases shouldn't be made, but that's not what the debt ceiling debate is about. It's about paying the bill for obligations already incurred. And if you don't do that, you default on your debts. And that's wrong. And as Biden pointed out, three times during the Trump administration, which racked up more debt than any other administration, Republicans in Congress three times raised the debt ceiling without holding the economy hostage. And that's the way it's supposed to be done. The president talked about reindustrializing the heartland, breaking up monopolies, promoting unionization, accelerating the transition to clean energy, reducing healthcare costs, protecting the new price cap on insulin for folks on Medicare. And then he talked about infrastructure. And once again, turned things around on Republicans because he's been in Congress for decades. He knows what these guys are going to do is vote no, but then try to take credit. And here's what he had to say about infrastructure.
People to work, rebuilding our highways, our bridges, our railroads, our tunnels, ports, airports, clean water, high-speed internet, all across America, urban, rural, tribal. And folks, we're just getting started. We're just getting started. And I mean it sincerely. I want to thank my Republican friends who voted for the law and my Republican friends who voted against it as well. But I still get asked to fund the projects in those districts as well. But don't worry. I promised I'd be a president for all Americans. We'll fund these projects. And I'll see you at the groundbreaking.
This was so good because, you know, and it's already happening, where Republican members of Congress are showing up as part of, you know, the planning for these infrastructure projects. Again, in Florida, you have Ron DeSantis and Rick Scott, who have tried telling their constituents about some of the wonderful things coming, you know, as part of this, even though they voted or opposed these very programs. And I really can't say enough about him being willing to call out that hypocrisy. And one final note, he said that the administration is going to do more to make sure that these infrastructure projects have an even greater amount of American-made materials, a cause that has been championed by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin throughout her time in Congress. We'll cover a little bit more about State of the Union and the Republican response, your phone calls, and more coming up in just a bit. This is Up North News Radio.
You are listening to WAUK 548. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Light the lamp.
Go the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local. I can send you with a link. Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Home Furniture and Design has truck after truck arriving daily with loads of Lazy Boy furniture. Come in and find a genuine Lazy Boy recliner, sofa, sectional, or power chair to kick back and relax. And take it home with you today. The best recliner available in the world at amazing low prices. And you can pick it out and take it with you today at Home Furniture and Design, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and Post Road in Plover.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
WI.com and click newsletter on the top banner. Once again, here's Pat Kreitlow.
Guess I'll go through life just catching colds and missing trains. Everything happens to me.
Samara Joy won the Grammy for Best New Artist, and we'll play a couple of more Grammy winners today as I try to escape my old man cocoon and open my horizons to some of the Grammy-winning tunes that you might have heard on the show or just from the artists. And I have to admit, I heard some of these and thought I would listen to this more. So why shouldn't I play them here on the radio? President Biden is heading to Madison. He needs to be in Wisconsin today, a state he won by the slimmest of margins in 2020. In order to press his economic message and other themes from the State of the Union address, he is going to appear at a training center run by the Laborers International Union of North America in DeForest. Biden talked about how he says his bipartisan infrastructure plan will create 800,000 good-paying manufacturing jobs across the country, that 800,000 have been created, rather, since 2021. And at the Union Center, the president will meet with workers and apprentices who are learning how to do the jobs that are being created as a result of several pieces of legislation, some of them with Republican support, like the bipartisan infrastructure law. Others, like the Inflation Reduction Act, have a whole host of renewable energy initiatives in there. So you're going to see no shortage of roads, bridges, rural broadband, the semiconductor chip industry in the United States, climate initiatives. So many of these things are going to be a boon for blue-collar jobs, to make the point that it is not necessary to have, say, a four-year bachelor's degree to be part of an information economy in the 21st century, that there is so much to be done in building that economy, as well as, you know, white-collar nerds like me that don't swing a shovel but clickety-click on a keyboard all day long. It takes all of us to grow that economy, and nobody should disrespect the other, blue-collar, white-collar, what have you. And that has been a knock on the Democratic Party for quite some time, that it has somehow forgotten its blue-collar roots. I happen to think that that's garbage, and that it's garbage flung by people who aren't actually looking at the record of who's better for blue-collar households, you know, in the end. But it is worth it. That got passed over the past couple of years. Well, after laying out what was primarily an optimistic version, he wrapped up by saying the State of the Union is strong, to bipartisan applause. We were all feeling good. The country was doing well. And then Republicans put Donald Trump's press secretary on for the Republican response, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Somebody, a self-admitted liar as part of the Mueller investigation, somehow still got to be elected governor of Arkansas last year. And so now, as the Arkansas governor, she was tapped to give the response. She never mentioned Trump by name, which seems rather interesting. But you could tell Trump was right there next to her as she painted this dystopian portrait of the country and talked all about, you know, President Biden having, you know, woke fantasies. And meanwhile, citizens are under attack more than here. Listen to a little bit of what she had to say.
Most Americans simply want to live their lives in freedom and peace. But we are under attack in a left-wing culture war we didn't start and never wanted to fight.
Oh, good gravy. Really? You didn't start the culture war? Party that ripped away women's healthcare rights? Party that spends more time going after trans kids than actually promoting a solid education? That's where you want to go on this? Because nobody believes you. Nobody outside your base believes you. And truly, for a party that has been playing to a base that is increasingly out of touch with the American mainstream and has lost ground in so many elections, except the ones where they've been able to rig the maps, it really is far past time for the Republican Party to move past the darkness of Donald Trump and Sarah Huckabee Sanders and folks like that. It's time for the party to stop protecting children like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert and the others who were loudly jeering, something that would have been unheard of earlier in our lifetime, but is now treated as just another reality TV spectacle. It's a party that needs to move on from quote unquote George Santos or whatever his name is. Say what you will about Mitt Romney. I certainly didn't support him when he was running for president, but I admired what he had done for the Salt Lake City Olympics. And he has certainly, done well for himself in so many other areas. And he did it again last night. While the Utah senator was coming down the center aisle as senators were coming into the House chamber, Romney noticed who was right there among the House members on that center aisle where they could theoretically shake the president's hand when he would come into the chamber a few minutes later. And that would be the New York freshman congressman, George Santos, who is who really is giving Sarah Huckabee Sanders a run for her money in number of lies told per capita, you know, per minute of the day. Mitt Romney thought that that was unseemly, that person would be emblematic of the Republican Party in the center aisle shaking the president's hand. And Romney said to him in so many words, "You're an embarrassment. You don't belong here." And Santos, of course, you know, exchanged some words. And then Santos, you know, again, joining Tom Tiffany and Derek Van Orden in the category of, you know, who can put up the most juvenile posts on social media, puts up something about how, well, Mitt Romney will never be president. I mean, that's his big comeback. But the fact that a guy like George Santos with no moral compass can even have the opportunity to make a comeback while still a member of Congress is the thing that is particularly telling about the Republican Party, at least at the national level, that this is a group that will protect people who are jeering and catcalling and, you know, yelling to a president of the United States. And people say, well, you guys, you know, you hated Trump too. Yeah. And to the extent that it happened at the State of the Union, Speaker Nancy Pelosi tore the president's speech, her copy of it, in half at the end of the remarks to make the very silent statement of what she thought of it. And that's how you do it, rather than trying to turn the House of Representatives chamber into a circus. But then again, there are some people who were doing that jeering last night who were very happy when the House chamber became like a circus on January 6th, 2021. Their record already shows what they would like to see this government, you know, denigrate into. And it is, it's frustrating. It's something where, again, there are enough pockets of support that they win enough seats to either be a formidable presence or even a majority in places. But when you look again and again and again at how this country is measured nationally and in terms of national elections and in national surveys, they are wildly out of touch. These Republicans, these folks on the far right wing who have disproportionate power thanks to a U.S. Senate, which by its very nature is gerrymandered, and certainly by political shenanigans on the House side. They're there and they're loud and they have a large media network. And it's all reflected in polling that indicated before the speech that some 60% of Americans thought that President Biden hadn't accomplished very much in office up to this point. Even though, again, the most successful legislative agenda in the first 2 years of any president and an economic rebound, unlike any other administration. But again, when all you're hearing is the noise of criticism, especially when it's not rooted in reality so they can say whatever they want, it's no wonder more people would think, well, that must be the case if we're hearing it more often, which is why places like Civic Media and Up North News are here to finally correct the record. And we'll continue to do so. We'll follow the president's visit to Madison today. Now, again, there were no big announcements in the speech last night, so I'm not necessarily expecting any big announcements today. The president knows that, you know, with Congress divided, there isn't really going to be a legislative agenda for these next 2 years. It's all positioning for 2024. And that is just damn sad, because I have always said there is plenty of time in the even numbered years. There's 365 days there where you can fight about politics all you want. But the odd numbered years have 365 days as well. And why wouldn't you use that time to try to be productive, to try to reach compromises, to try to engage in service rather than politics? But this is the foolishness that we've come to expect. So the president didn't lay out any big announcements. There may not be any in Madison today, but we're going to monitor just the same. And then we're going to pivot to something else that is almost as ridiculous, Aaron, and that would be your buddy with the namesake, name and birthday, the Packer quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, who says that to figure out where he's going to go next in life, he's going to spend 4 days and nights isolated in a completely dark room as some kind of a therapy session, which I guess you could do there if you turn the lights off in the control booth, you know, but otherwise, why would you do that?
Whoop-de-doo.
It's, you know, it's the quotes. I think that his single biggest mistake as a quarterback, as a player, was to sign this agreement to appear on this Pat McAfee show on a regular basis, because it's where he always shows why some people say, "What? Just shut up and play," even though I don't necessarily subscribe to that. But when you hear the stuff that comes out of him, where he talks about, "I'm going to take my isolation retreat and contemplate all things my future and then make a decision. I feel that is best for me moving forward in the highest interest of my happiness and then move forward." And he talks about this darkness retreat being a profound experience. And he's looking forward to the isolation. He says you can wear adult diapers if you want, but there's actually a bathroom in there. And then you come out on the last day after the fourth night, and there's no music or anything. There's just complete isolation. And I'm not scared. I'm looking forward to this as much as anything I've done. And I guess that's when he's going to decide whether he plays another season with the Packers.
Setting yourself up for that much silence and isolation seems potentially dangerous to your psyche. Like, they have rooms that are completely silent, like oppressively so. And usually you can only have people in there for like an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. I've read about that, that there are these rooms. There's also these places called libraries where you could just sit in silence for as long as you want. Well, at least until closing time, and then take a little break, go to the bathroom for God's sake, and then go home and, you know, again, sit in a dark room if you want to. I've been known to do that. I'll sit in a dark room with a glass of bourbon and a fireplace. That's actually not a bad deal now and then, but I don't want to sit there for 4 days and four nights contemplating my future. I want some human interaction. I want to be able to bounce ideas off of someone trusted who's going to say to me, have you thought this through? Aaron Rodgers is not going to get that. He's only going to hear himself. I mean, it is almost literally the definition of reading too much of your own press clippings. It's going to be all about him and nobody saying, well, what about this and what about that? So while I admire him wanting to take some time to think, he's well compensated. He can go anywhere in the world he wants to. He can think any place he wants. You don't have to tell us about it. Just make a decision already and, you know, vaya con Dios at that point. Melissa Kay from locally grown radio WFHR should be joining us next for this day in history and a little music break when we come back here on Up North News Radio.
To me.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, I even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's Yap advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. A 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
You tell me you don't get chills still when you hear that. And you can't hear a symphony doing that, in this case, the London Symphony, without thinking of John Williams. And he kicks off today in history in our little music break. Composer John Williams is 91 years old today. We are joined, as always, on Wednesdays by Melissa Kay of Locally Grown Radio, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Pat?
Great. So nice to have you here. And we're going to talk about things that are happening there right after we go through some of today's almanac. And I would imagine now, John Williams, we're going to list them all off. But I'm kind of asking you blindly. But apart from Star Wars there, is there anything in particular that you think of with John Williams, a particular movie theme or anything like that?
I didn't know that was the name of the composer.
Okay.
I don't know off the top of my head.
You know, this sounds like the kind of thing that should be in a director's cut show that we're going to talk about.
That would be great. But I looked him up, and Indiana Jones and Jurassic Park are two of my favorite movies, and I love the soundtracks from those.
There you go. And, he started with Jaws and the theme from Superman. But there's one more clip I actually want to play. This was when a TV network came to him in 1985, and the suite of music that from the orchestra that he gave them was so good that it is still in use some 40 years later. And here's just a little sample of it. A lot of folks think, by the way, that's the name of that is The Mission, and it is a long symphonic piece with various portions that are then used as the nightly news theme, the Today Show theme, Meet the Press theme. I'm totally blown away that that John Williams or any composer would come up with an entire suite of music like that. And like I said, it's so good they're still using it all these years later. Did you have any idea that Melissa, that was the origin of it? It's still, I find, very surprising. And granted, I worked at an NBC station for many, many years. But folks, go look it up and listen to it as a full suite, and you'll go, Yeah. All right, let's get more into kind of pop tunes here.
Although,
1956.
Don't forget the Olympics theme either.
Oh, of course, the Olympics, the modern day one. He did that
good
one
call,
too.
Aaron.
Wow, there's so much here. This day in 1956, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers hit the charts with this hit. My dad was big into 50s doo-wop. I'm not the world's biggest doo-wop fan, but there's some like that. I mean, that one. How will you not listen and tap your toes to that one, right?
Right. It just makes you want to dance.
It does. Yeah. It's just a happy tune. We're not going to play a tune from the Quarrymen, but we're going to note that on this day in 1958, a little band in Liverpool known as the Quarrymen, two of their members were Paul McCartney and John Lennon. They were performing at a bar or at Wilson Hall there. when Paul introduced John to a friend of his named George Harrison. And that got the three of them together. Ringo would join later, but today is the anniversary of a rather seminal moment in Beatles history. Let's do some birthdays. Where do you stand, Melissa, on Motley Crue?
Ambivalent.
Good. I have a friend. All right. A fellow ambivalent friend. This is a little bit of Dr. Feelgood for Vince Neil's 62nd birthday. It always throws me off when we have Joe Zepecki on, because I ask him what he wants for walk-up music, and he just says anything like that, metal, something to really wake him up. And I can totally see how that would work for some folks.
Yes.
Maybe not so much for me. Ted Koppel is 83 today. Actor Nick Nolte is 82. Mary Steenburgen is 70. I just saw her on TV the other day in Step Brothers. Author John Grisham is 68. And Cecily Strong, who just left Saturday Night Live after many years and is now on a Verizon commercial that plays on a loop endlessly, it seems. Cecily Strong is 39 today. Melissa, do you know the lyrics to the Kingsman song, Louie Louie?
Louie Louie. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I can sing along with it.
Well, can you, though? Okay, that part we get. But then the lyrics somewhere in the middle are basically indecipherable. And so the rumor went around that the lyrics were actually obscene. And the FBI started to investigate because of complaints about obscene lyrics on the radio. On this day in 1964, the song publisher of Louie Louie offered $1,000 to anyone who can definitively distinguish the dirty words, because they're not there. The singer was intentionally mumbling some of the words. They're not dirty. They're not even words. I just think that's so great.
That's awesome.
There are a couple of Grammy anniversaries. I think we're just going to mention these really briefly. At age 16, Katy Perry, on this day in 2001, released her self-titled debut gospel album under her birth name, Katie Hudson. On this day in 2004, Pink won the Grammy for Best Female Rock Vocal Performance for Trouble. And on this day in 2015, Sam Smith won 3 Grammys, Best New Artist, Record of the Year, Song of the Year with Stay With Me. And of course, he won at least 1 Grammy over the weekend as well. Melissa, we were talking about what's happening in Wisconsin Rapids, and I alluded to something called the Director's Cut Show. What's that all about?
So this is a newer show that James Maloff and Seth Habhegger have been working on, and it's been getting rave reviews. They've done several editions of this. This is a show that runs on Sunday nights, and it features local artists, local musicians, theater groups. This next show that they're working on, they're going to have a couple of local poets that they're going to be talking to. It's a great show. So a while back, we did a little radio drama just for fun here. Mm-hmm. And I haven't gotten to go back to listen to the director's cut of this, because it plays after I go to bed, because I'm I'm early to bed. But I'm excited to go back and listen to that one to see what they did with it, because it's just a 10-minute little radio drama that we did here in the studio. And I got to have fun producing that one.
Very nice. And by the way, Director's Cut, one of the many shows that air on a weekly, not a daily basis. But like all the shows, if you go to civicmedia.us and then go to the show's page, you will find Director's Cut there, along with a listing of all the past episodes. And we only got a couple of seconds here, but somehow, Melissa, you're going to tell me why you went to Milwaukee to a Porsche dealer to get a Nissan truck. That is some serious truck shopping.
Well, you know, my boyfriend's pretty amazing when it comes to finding good deals, and he's been looking for a vehicle for a while, found one. It was still there for, 2 weeks, but who goes to a Nissan dealership or to a Porsche dealership for Nissan? So
your boyfriend for a good price. Good for him.
We drove down there, nabbed it up, and it was a long day, but it was worth it.
That's so awesome.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at